Let's just talk about the Kenny Bunkport warning for a minute. Who supported the Kenny Bunkport warning? Well, as you heard last week, generally speaking, recognized leaders who have built the 9/11 and the peace movements over many years. That would include Jim Fetzer. You've seen him fighting with Hannity and other people on television. Kevin Barrett, who fought at the University of Wisconsin. Daniel Abramson of False Flag News. Jimmy Walter, who put on the biggest single 9/11 meeting we've ever had in New York City in September of 2004. Morgan Stack, a heroic 9/11 fighter from Ireland. Gerhard Wisniewski, who's got two books out, plus the first big special on primetime network television in one of the larger NATO countries. And now Yumi Kikuchi of the Global Peace Campaign in Japan, a very important group. And, of course, Bruce Marshall, who's been instrumental in fighting the impeachment battles up in Vermont. Now, who opposes the Kenny Bunkport warning? We discovered, going through this, that if we take all of the slanderous, filth, counter-organizing, disinformation, and so forth, about two-thirds of it comes from about half a dozen people, as far as I can see. And let's tell you who they are. First of all, you have to look at the site called truthaction.org. As far as I can see, about two-thirds of the site appears to be devoted to slanders and vilification of the Kenny Bunkport warning. And this, it shows what one can only call the typical style of the counter gang. In other words, it takes elements from lots of people's work, including my own. They talk about truth squads. They have a candidate tracker. They talk about a general strike. They take things from Ron Paul. They take things from We Are Change. But then they mix in a huge dose of anonymous slander, vilification, denigration, calumny, libel, and defamation. The leading poison pen seems to be an individual called Cosmos. Now, this, I think, is extremely objectionable. Here is somebody who will not tell you his real name, but he demands the right to be a poison pen. Anonymous slanders are his stock in trade. He wants to slander you and vilify you from the shadows, spread disinformation, distortions. These are the venom mongers, the merchants of pus who like to operate from behind the scenes. These are the wreckers and saboteurs. And, of course, the question is posed, is this COINTELPRO? Is this the current form of the FBI counter gang? Well, those are interesting questions. I can't answer them, but they're very interesting. Then we have somebody else called Colonel Jenny Sparks, in quotation marks. She shows herself as a cartoon figure prancing in an abbreviated costume before the Union Jack. Another poison pen slanderer, another wrecker and saboteur, and the only questions we have are, again, is this COINTELPRO? Is this the current style of the FBI counter gang? So here we have Cosmos, who shows you, he looks like he's trying to imitate Che Guevara or a member of the Sons of David baseball team. He's hiding behind a huge beard. Looks like the Italian aviators in The Night at the Opera. And he's got this army fatigue cap pulled down over his eyes so you can't see him. He might as well be anonymous. Jenny Sparks, completely anonymous. Michael Woolsey, Visibility 9/11. He appears, of course, in shades. He's got some cool shades on. He doesn't want you to see him. Now, remember, Visibility911.com is not the same as 911visibility.org. 911visibility.org is a reputable website. You have Janice Matthews and many others who work there. This is Visibility911.org with Michael Woolsey. Among another person who has been active in these slander operations is somebody called Arabesque. Arabesque has 9/11 Truth, a blog devoted to discussing 9/11 news, research, and disinformation. And I think the disinformation department is absolutely admirable. He seems to have all the disinformation you could want. He's pushing it and peddling it on this sleazy, smelly website. So that's arabesque911.blogspot.com. The interesting thing about these people is they all appear in the year 2006, 2007. What's their track record in the 9/11 Truth movement? Do they have any? Do they have any contributions? Have they done anything to build the movement? Who are they? They come out of nowhere. And then they set themselves up as leaders. Cosmos, in particular, starts saying that it's time for everybody to get active on the 11th of every month. Well, we don't need him to tell us this and to get to take credit for it. I'm afraid also John Gold, as somebody who has been in the movement, puts his blog at Arabesque, and he has joined in the slanders. These people have practiced a constructive fraud on public opinion. I think they operate with multiple pseudonyms. We do not know who they are. Colonel Jenny Sparks, for all we know, may be a cigar-chomping FBI agent, or a branch of Shin Bet somewhere in the occupied territories, or a subcommittee of the National Security Council. We simply do not know. Colonel Jenny Sparks appears with no face. Arabesque has no face. Cosmos has got the cap pulled down over his eyes. Michael Woolsey's got his shades on. These are the poison pens and the slander snipers, and these are the people you have to watch out for. And I think it is monstrous that a lot of people who have been in the 9/11 movement and have seen COINTELPRO in action in past years are now willing to go down this road once again with disinformation, distortion, and the constant mania of people who insist on operating under false names, anonymous slanders. It's a despicable way to wage political activity. Now we've got to talk about a couple of other things. I would like to change gears quickly, and I would like to join with others who have mourned the passing of Luciano Pavarotti. Remember that every Verdi opera has a strong anti-oligarchical core to it. The most obvious, Simone Boccanegra, Genoa, Otello, the Venetian oligarchy. We mourn the passing of Luciano Pavarotti, one of the artists of the past several decades.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1934. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even can choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1934. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1934. That's 1-800-771-1934.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Before Thursday evening Washington wrap-up. Hot news item just in. Arnaud Montsouris in Paris informs me that Gerhard Wisniewski, proud signer of the Kenny Bunkport warning, will appear on France 24, France 24. This is a 24-hour cable television news program on the morning of Friday the 7th. That's tomorrow morning at 8:20 a.m. European time, which I take it means 2:20 a.m. local time in the East here in New York and Washington, and so on across the world. And that would mean that if you're going to stay up tonight, I know in the Washington area you can see this. It is on Comcast cable in southern Maryland, and it's up there around 200 on the MHZ networks. Anyway, it's France 24. The official French 24-hour news channel, France 24, at 8:20 a.m. tomorrow, European time, Central Europe, I guess. And that would mean, I believe, 2:20 a.m. local time here in Washington and New York. And speaking of New York, we now have Les Jamison with us. Les is one of the leading personalities of New York 9/11 Truth. And as we've been telling you over the weeks, they have got big events coming up in Cooper Union this weekend. Welcome, Les.
Yes, hi, Wester. Thank you. Great to be here.
Wonderful. Why don't you just go to it and tell us everything we need to know about the weekend's activities on your side in New York.
Sure, you bet. Well, we have 2 days of events this Saturday and Sunday at Cooper Union, which is located in the Lower East Village in the Bowery section, 7th Street and 3rd Avenue. It's a historic building. It goes back to the 1800s and very, very prestigious and progressive venue that we have. And the event is called the 9/11 Truth Ready for Mainstream Weekend. We're going from beginning at 1 o'clock on both days, Saturday and Sunday, going through to about 10 p.m. with a dinner break. So we have a very, very powerful lineup of speakers and presentations, including yourself. I'll name a few other speakers. We have Richard Gage, founder of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. We have Ralph Shoman and Maya Schoen, host of Taking Aim Radio. We have Dr. William Pepper, international attorney and author of Act of State. We have another scientific personality named Crockett Grabe. He's an astrophysicist, and he's done scientific calculations on those projections that emanated from the towers as just before they collapsed. They're called squibs. these powerful ejections of debris, and that's very, very, I think, significant research that's been done. We have Jim Fetzer, founder of Scholars for 9/11 Truth. We have also Kevin Barrett, professor of Islamic Studies. We have Alfred Weber, attorney and organizer of the International Tribunal on 9/11. So, we'll have April Gallup, Pentagon survivor, who you suggested I contact, and she's going to be part of our program. So this is going to be a phenomenal event, and the purpose, I think, is very important, Webster. And this is my realization after thinking back on the last year to 2 years, is that the 9/11 Commission, the 9/11 Report, has been thoroughly discredited. David Ray Griffin, of course, has detailed 115 errors and omissions. And then let's add the fact that we have organizations now like the Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. We have Patriots Question 9/11 Truth. We have Vets for 9/11 Truth, Pilots for 9/11 Truth. We have a very, very strong, growing body of highly credentialed individuals in this country that have challenged the official myth of 9/11 more so than ever. And their body of evidence, Webster, I say, is now overpowered, is far more superior to the official implausible version of what happened in any attempts to support it. So we're in a whole new place. The NIST report has been discredited by people like Kevin Ryan and David Ray Griffin and Stephen Jones. Also, the Popular Mechanics ad hominem attacks on the work of the 9/11 Truth Movement has been discredited in a book, in a recent book by David Ray Griffin called Debunking 9/11 Debunking, and the recent History Channel hit piece. I think it's just so evident that these guys from Popular Mechanics, they're completely biased. They're completely on a mission to attack and disparage this very essential and scientific work that's done from great researchers the last 6 years. So we're in a new place completely, and that's what this weekend is going to be about, to establish the fact that the alternative research on 9/11, revealing that the attacks had to be orchestrated from a high level of a criminal faction involving the U.S. government, is unchallengeable at this point. And this truth is ready for mainstream.
Very important lesson. I think it's also time for all kinds of political consequences to derive from that. As far as the History Channel goes, if that was supposed to be a hit, I would have to call it a miss. Because it seems to me, as you say, that the preponderance of the evidence on our side is so overwhelming that any attempt to address any concrete issue leads to a victory of the anti-official version, MIHOP, in effect, as the History Channel themselves have to admit. They made it happen on purpose, and that has carried the day, as David Ray Griffin noted, and they just can't stand up against that.
Right. As hard as they tried, I know that the people like Griffin and Jones and Fetzer and yourself who were interviewed, there was an hour and a half of strong footage, and what did they do? They just showed some of the weakest footage possible, although I thought you came off well as well as Jim Fetzer. And I know I've heard from a few people who are not 9/11 Truth activists who saw that program and said, wow, this looks slanted here. This is obvious. This is just transparent. So we have, I think, we're in a very strong new position, and we have to recognize that as a movement. And again, this is what we plan to establish on this coming weekend, which I believe will be webcast, by the way. If everybody just goes to the ny911truth.org website, Definitely by Friday night or Saturday morning, you'll want to see the details where you'll be able to view the weekend on the internet. And,
wonderful, Les. The music is upon us. NewYork911Truth.com.
NY911Truth.org. That's NY911Truth.org or 212-714-714.
Stay for a minute and just repeat that at the beginning of the next day so we all get it.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HeronOnline.com. That's HeronOnline.com. HeronOnline.com. That's HeronOnline.com.
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at kensolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at kensolar.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice. It says, worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Thursday evening Washington wrap-up. Webster Tarpley, in Washington, D.C., talking to Les Jamison in New York City. Les, the organizer of the big doings at Cooper Union this coming weekend. Les, why don't you just repeat the website and all the relevant practical stuff on how people can find you and get there, including the subway stops.
Oh, sure. Well, the Cooper Union is the hall that we'll be in, and the subway stop, you take the 6th train to Astor Place, and it's about 2 blocks from there, can't miss it, big red brownstone building, and the website where you'll see all the details is ny911truth.org. If you can't make it to New York and would like to view this event online, check the website also. Saturday morning, we'll have details there. And this is a phenomenal thing where hopefully all the technology comes together. We will have a global platform for taking the truth of 9/11 mainstream. Last thing I'd like to say is next Wednesday, we're going to be showing 9/11 Mysteries in Union Square Park in New York on the west side of the park at 7 p.m. So we're taking 9/11 Mysteries right out into the public. So, and if you're in New York or nearby, come on out. Very important to have a lot of our people there, and it'll be a great opportunity. So that's about it. Again, ny911truth.org is the website.
Wonderful, Les. And best wishes for the last phase. Don't work too hard. And I'll see you there. If not Friday, then Saturday. Wonderful. So everybody within range had better come to that. And of course, there are other things going on in New York too. But this is an extremely high quality program that you want to be a part of. Now, before we get to our next guest, I want to cite a news item sent to me today by Alan Rubin of the Boston 9/11 Truth Committee. You got to go to blacklistednews.com and look at an article about the upcoming Vigilant Shield 08. Vigilant Shield 08 is a martial law exercise going from October 15th to October 20th, and it is dealing with a multiplicity of national crises. And the big thing about Vigilant Shield 08 is it is concurrent with Top Off 4, Top Officials 4. Remember Top Off 3? That was 7th of July 2005, the bombs in the London Underground. What will it be this time? And into that picture that we gave you in the first hour, you've got to now include this extremely important news item, martial law drills, Vigilant Shield 08, and Top Off 4, as the massive evidence cited in the Kenny Bunkport warning rolls on and on, more than we'd like, but more than enough to deliver the verdict of history. It is proven. We are now joined by another signer of the Kenny Bunkport warning, and that is Craig Hill.
Hello.
Are you there, Craig?
Yes.
That is to say, candidate of the Vermont Green Party for the U.S. House of Representatives, out in front, not waiting for 08, knowing that the battle is now to see if we get to 08. Craig, you have been laboring mightily to defeat error and to drive back the tides of slander and vilification and disinformation. So we're always interested in your comments, so fire away.
Much appreciated, Webb. Very glad to be on your program and to always, as always, to speak with you and everyone else listening. Some points I'd like to bring up about this nonsense that has come out of unfortunately, much of the 9/11 movement itself, a supposed 9/11 movement at this point, I'm afraid to say. I mean, we've always known that it's been infiltrated. We've always known that it's been filled with too many people who don't think things through. And between the two of them, I feel like the oxygen in the room is becoming, is making it harder to breathe. It seems like the peace movement has married the 9/11 movement, but not in the way that we've been wanting it to. We'd always wanted to teach the peace movement that 9/11 was the inside job it was. And the peace movement seems to have been very obstreperously denying this to themselves and to the world very consistently from day one. I'm beginning to think more and more that the peace movement is very much more infiltrated and controlled even by elements of the perpetrators, coming from the perpetrators, than even the 9/11 movement. And the reason I say that is that it seems now a 9/11 blogger, which is supposedly the authority on the internet, such as it is, for all things 9/11, has taken the side of these people who I call the Dahliar Four, in other words, the Dahliar Four, D-A-H-L-I-A-R. I just put an R at the end of the name Dahlia. These four women who have never been in the 9/11 peace movement to any degree, that I'm aware of at least, who don't go around trying to warn the nation and the world of another false flag terrorist attack preceding a much more horrific attack on Iran than Iraq has been visited by this government, who can barely bring themselves to ever deny that the Democratic Party didn't have foreknowledge and were essential in complicit in the cover-up of 9/11 from day one. I've long said, and many others have said, that the powers that be could not have pulled off 9/11 from the start unless they had known that the media was completely in the tank and that the Democratic Party would not oppose it. And as Dennis Kucinich has been saying over the past several weeks to people in New Hampshire, in small groups, that he fears that the Democratic Party, or he says the Democratic Party, has signed off on the attack on Iran, and that he refers to this coming attack on Iran as Armageddon. He's very frightened when he says it. Well, it seems that the 9/11 blogger folks and many others in the movement are showing their true colors, and there seem to be many more of them than at least I had thought there were. I don't frequent these blogs, but luckily for my sanity. But I've been informed by a lot of people, a lot of very nice people who have emailed and called me since I'm a signer to the a signatory to the Kennebunkport warning. I'm very proud of that fact. Thank you, Webb, for inviting me to sign, and Bruce Marshall as well. Of the slander that's been going on this on the blogs against Bruce and his really patriotic effort to get the Dahliar Four to sign on, they signed.
If I can just comment for a second.
Sure.
I would say first of all, there is one criticism of the Kennebunkport warning which I would entertain quite easily, and I understand you brought this forward. It would have been important to say somewhere in the Kennebunkport warning, the Democratic Party is fully complicit
Absolutely.
In the coming attack. But the only thing I can argue is once you begin adding in essential elements, it might not end. In other words, I did not include the entire text of 9/11 Synthetic Terror. I didn't include the three volumes of Das Kapital or whatever it might
and
be.
And all of the perps. Yeah.
And I couldn't put in the complete list of everybody and Dave Frasca and Colonel Marr at the Northeast Air Defense Sector. So I think there are some additions and complimentary statements that can be made. What I really don't see, though, is it seems to me 9/11 blogger is doing the best job they can reporting both sides. Hang on for a minute, Bill.
Good deal.
It seems to me they're attempting to cover a news story and not really doing such a bad job. Let's
All right.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears Custom Cabinet Refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-229-7758.
Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money.
Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-229-7758. 1-800-229-7758.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371. Today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the final segment of the Genesis Book Report Thursday Spring Washington wrap up. Let's kick off in Washington. I'm talking to Craig Hill in Vermont. We're going to be joined in a minute by Leland Lehrman in Arizona. Craig, I would just say the following. I think 9/11 Blogger is trying to cover a story. The problem that they have is inherent in the following situation. We have these people, Cosmos, Colonel Jamie Sparks, Arabesque, to some extent Michael Woolsey. These are faceless, unaccountable people. We don't know who they are. We don't know what they are. Most of them have no faces. Most of them have no names. This is the Slander Brigade, the Poison Pen Battalion, and they demand the right to be able to slander out of the shadows people who have helped to build this movement, like you, for example. You've been a statewide candidate. You've been hewing the wood and drawing the water on impeachment. and so forth. And I think that's the problem that 9/11 blogger faces, and it's not of their making.
And I should say, Reprehensor has been acting just a mite reprehensibly by seeming to take the side of the Cindy Sheehans in this controversy, and that's why I made that reference. It seems as though the peace movement has taken over the 9/11 movement instead of vice versa, where we now have 9/11 blogger defending the actions of these four women who have done nothing to promote 9/11 awareness against, as they've circled the wagons around these women, taking pot shots at those who have been, you know, toiling in the fields, such as Bruce Marshall and myself and yourself, among others. And
sure.
On these blogs, they get on there and they vote down or they vote out whole emails sent by myself or Bruce or others out of sheer, I think, crassness. When you read some of these emails that have been forwarded to me, illogical, uncaring of the facts. It's like a little mini 9/11 all into itself. You get the facts, then you get the lies, and they seem to, like the mainstream media, have adopted the lies. And when I say they, it seems like a majority of the people who are blogging.
Well,
not just
I don't think so. In other words, my analysis, as I said in the beginning, is I think about two-thirds to three-quarters of the filth comes from about six people, and I tried to give you the names of at least some of them. And these are people that probably operate under multiple pseudonyms. They are masked liars, they are masked poison pens, and this is a real problem if you're going to have political debate where some people demand to have no faces, no names, and we don't know what they are. They have the same ontological status as somebody like Bin Laden. But let's get Leland Lehrman in. Leland?
Yeah, I'm here.
Candidate for United States Senate in New Mexico, and always a welcome guest here. You've heard what we've been talking about, but you were concerned about the next Bin Laden message. Maybe you can tell us something about that.
Well, I don't know that much about it. I just heard about it from Wayne Madison, and he said that it came up on the networks today. But I wanted to get into this thing about what these people like Cosmos and Arabesque have said about the Kenny Bunkport warning, because it's really helpful to discuss the issues. The fact
now you say people again. I don't know if they're people. They can be cigar chomping FBI agents. They can be a cell of the Shin Bet.
I have no idea who it is. But what I can say is that they.
I don't know.
They made one specific statement which was really, really rang hollow and made me feel very suspicious, which was that the only piece of evidence that you had put forward as in support of the Kenny Bunkport warning was an ancient Fox News piece regarding a 90-day warning. And I had seen that Fox had trumpeted that back up just recently, and I knew also that you had just put out two or three articles on the preponderance of evidence suggesting that there's a war on war planned for Iran. And furthermore, the stuff about Phil Giraldi and the American conservative discussing the STRATCOM plan to nuke Iran immediately, regardless of who it was that attacked us in the event that there was some sort of a terrorist attack likely to be bogus, all of this stuff made perfect sense to me. So it struck me that these people were either really inexperienced, or I would have to go with Webster's hypothesis that it could be a counter gang, a COINTELPRO operation, a Secret Service operation designed to look like a resistance movement. And Webster, having covered those since the Red Brigades in Italy, it would be difficult to suggest that you might not that you might be leaping to conclusions, because obviously you have lots of experience on the matter.
Just a word on this. Yuval Aviv. I actually found that on Alex Jones's website, and I followed it to Fox, and it seemed to be a current posting.
It was a current posting. It wasn't just Alex Jones. It was actually, I had seen it around the net in a variety of places, and I think it had been a recent piece. I don't think that it had been drummed up from the archives. I think that they
actually
pulled it.
I know Yuval Aviv has been around for 30 years. You can always get Yuval Aviv to say something like that, but the point is, if Fox News decides to dish it up again, then they're trying to create an atmosphere. Let's hear from Craig.
Well, yes, it's wonderful to hear Leland, in a sense, echo what I was saying, and the echo is this, that there does seem to be a lot of this noise. As you say, Webb, it seems to be coming from a half dozen or more people. It seems, though, that we lack the defense that we should be getting from other people who should be answering these people. I'm not aware of it so much. I've been emailed and phoned from people around the country to please weigh in, because not enough people are. So where is our side on 9/11 Blogger? Why has it all been taken over by these outside influences? I mean, I shouldn't say all. That's a bit dramatic, but too much of it. It's one of the reasons I really don't frequent these blogs. I see so much nonsense on them. I avoid them as much as I can. And this is another incident that proves my judgment right, I think.
Well, I think they're being refuted by reality. I mean, my line in the first hour was the historical judgment on the Kenny Bunkport warning is already in, and it's confirmed in spades, confirmed with a vengeance, proven six ways to Sunday. Proven
how can anybody say that,
there is no evidence? Because it's scary.
Right, exactly. How can anyone say that there is no evidence?
Yeah.
I mean, all you have to do is listen to the mainstream news for the past 6 months,
and then there's a mountain of it. New book is called Target Iran. I think everybody's just concerned because they don't want Cindy Sheehan, Gold Star Mom, lost a son in Iraq, to be targeted for any type of criticism whatsoever.
He's getting it for me, certainly.
Well, yeah, and I understand. I mean, in this emergency situation, so we can't be too careful about niceties. But at the same time, I can certainly understand why certain people would be, especially inexperienced people who don't seem to have any depth on this matter. But I wrote an article about 2 years ago called Israel, Iran, and a Nuclear False Flag Attack, which was following Michael Ledeen and his activities in support of this fake Iran dissident community here in America, the Iran Foundation, his new book called Holy War or something like that, and his new one, which is just coming out September 6th. And then we get this crossover from the Council on Foreign Relations guy, Barnett Rubin, talking about how his neocon friends are saying that the vice president has given them orders to start a big push for war with Iran on September 11th. So what I'm seeing is that there is a continuum of evidence that goes back for a long time to suggest that the Iran war is predicated on another false flag attack. They may not be able to do it, but if they can't do it, it'll largely be because of the efforts of people like Lester and yourself making sure that they have to go with a different option, namely something like, well, Iran is supplying IEDs to Iraq or whatever. You know, even that hostage crisis with the British hostages didn't seem to cause much of a trigger affair.
And remember that we've got Pakistan. In the first hour, we went through this big Malabar naval drill that starts in the Bay of Bengal, but then switches over towards the Arabian Sea.
Yeah, that was interesting. That's like a stealth world war operation.
Yeah, it can very well be. It reminds one of the Nixon tilt crisis, right?
And this is one of those instances where you want to be wrong. You have to be wrong. I mean, you're happy if you're wrong, and everything passes without a hint, and the impeachment continues to gather support, and people like Rove and Gonzalez continue to abandon the administration. We want to be wrong, but under no circumstances does it make sense for us to be arguing about who signed what, because the reality is that what's much more important is the intelligence and making sure people are informed about what's coming down.
I got to thank my guests. The music has overtaken us. Our time is up. These are two fine 9/11 truth candidates, men of character, both. Greg Hill running for Congress statewide in Vermont, and Leland Behrman running for the Democratic nomination for the United States Senate out in New Mexico. One last point. Carl Rove seems to have been forced out by Cheney because Rove was not enthusiastic enough about that Iran attack. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Webb and Leland.
See everybody in New York this coming weekend, the day after tomorrow. There are also the We Are Change events. Don't forget those. And see you here at the White House on 11. God willing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation Techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
You're listening to GCN.
Big Brother.